Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Israeli Air Force joined the Saudi Air Force to attack an Iranian site. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to the broadcast table to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, I want to talk to you about the Israeli-Saudi combination, the two together attacking there on the Syrian-Iraqi border in response to this Iranian attack on the Saudi oil fields or the refinery. What do we know?
Well, Jimmy, we have reports coming out of several Israeli security services and sources, and also some Arab Gulf military sources being quoted saying that for the first time openly, Israeli and Saudi jets jointly attacked in the Abu Kamal region, the eastern border region, as you said, of Syria with Iraq, and Jordan's just on the other side, have been jointly hitting bases there. They say that the, quote, unidentified UAVs that have been sighted flying low over Iranian concentrations in Syria belong to Saudi Arabia. But the Israeli Air Force is reportedly jointly attacking these positions, and the U.S. is providing air cover as well as running intelligence. And the report suggests, Jimmy, that this is why President Trump has not taken any military action, because the Israelis and Saudis said, hey, we'll go on and do it. We'll hit their bases and where they launched these attacks from and reduce their forces there. Of course, the Iranians have been saying all week, Jimmy, that they will respond with full war if they feel like they're being hit. Well, they are being hit, not in Iran itself, according to these reports, but in Syria and possibly also in Iraq next door. A big step up, but Jimmy, who could have thought that we would see the Israeli and Saudi air forces fighting together against a common enemy when, of course, the Saudis have supported the various Arab wars over the years and the uprisings and that against the Israelis. So a real sea change in that way and remarkable news. But we may see this action grow and move to other areas, including, of course, more Iranian strikes on Israel and on Saudi Arabia.
David Dolan with the details on the joint airstrike on an Iranian site by the Israeli and Saudi air forces. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The old saying is that politics makes strange bedfellows. That seems to be the case this week, as Israel and Saudi Arabia attack an Iranian military site in response to the Iranian attack on the Saudi oil field. Though the focus this time is on Iran, the Bible tells us that in the future, the Iranians, Ezekiel 38:5, and the Saudis, Psalm 83 verse 6, will join together to try to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. These two Islamic nations will not make that happen because God will intercede to protect the Jewish state of Israel. That's Ezekiel chapter 39. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...